Welcome to True Crime Briefs. In this podcast, I read a curated selection of press releases from the U.S. Department of Justice that highlight cases prosecuted by U.S. Attorneys General. Taunton man sentenced to prison for role in million-dollar online romance scams. Thursday, January 12th, 2023, Boston. A Taunton man was sentenced yesterday in federal court in Boston for his role in online romance scams targeting individuals in the United States. Francis Okafor, 30, was sentenced by U.S. Senior District Judge Douglas P. Woodlock to 2 years in prison and 2 years of supervised release. Okafor was also ordered to pay restitution of $1,130,285. In August 2022, Okafor pleaded guilty to one count of bank fraud conspiracy. From approximately May 2018 through August 2021, Okafor and others participated in a series of romance scams designed to defraud victims. Romance scams occur when a criminal adopts a fake online identity to gain a victim's affection and trust. The scammer then uses the illusion of a romantic or close relationship to manipulate and/or steal from the victim. In furtherance of the scheme, Okafor used false foreign passports in the names of others, but with his photo, to open numerous bank accounts. In turn, co-conspirators directed victims to send money to these accounts. Okafor and his co-conspirators then withdrew the victims' money from various bank branches and ATMs and wired the money overseas. In total, more than $1.1 million in fraud proceeds was deposited into fraudulent bank accounts Okafor controlled. United States Attorney Rachel S. Rollins, Joseph R. Bonavolonta, Special Agent in Charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Boston Division, and Ketty Larko Ward, Inspector in Charge of the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, Boston Division, made the announcement. Assistant U.S. Attorney Kristen A. Kearney of Rollins Securities Financial and Cyber Fraud Unit prosecuted the case. San Diego man sentenced to life for fatally stabbing boyfriend. Thursday, January 12, 2023. The San Diego man who killed his boyfriend by stabbing him 93 times was sentenced today to life in prison, announced U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas, Leah Simonton. Alexander Yuichi Duberic, 25, was indicted in September 2021. He pleaded guilty in July 2022 to one count of interstate domestic violence resulting in death and was sentenced Thursday by U.S. District Judge James Wesley Hendricks. This defendant looked his boyfriend's family in the eyes and described the date night he had planned for the two of them. But instead of providing a romantic evening, he carried out a sadistic, premeditated plan to take the life of a 30-year-old man and callously dispose of his body, said U.S. Attorney Leah Simonton. I cannot imagine the horror for this victim and his family. We are proud to bring this killer to justice, end quote. According to plea papers, Mr. Duberic admitted that on October 31st, 2020, he traveled from his home in San Diego to his boyfriend's home in Plainview, Texas, where he committed the fatal stabbing on the side of a rural farm road. Mr. Duberic admitted that after arriving at the Lubbock Airport that evening, he took a cab to a Sam's Club parking lot where he purchased a Toyota Camry for $3,000 cash. He then drove to a Walmart where he purchased a knife, a hatchet, a gas can, a collapsible shovel, a headlamp, a change of clothing, boots, personal hygiene items, and a first aid kit. At Thursday's sentencing hearing, prosecutors said that when Mr. Duberic arrived at his boyfriend's house, he told his boyfriend's family that he planned to take him out to eat and then to a local hotel room to spend the night. Instead, he killed the 30-year-old and dumped the body. Following the murder, Mr. Duberic fled to Houston, where he sold the vehicle used in the murder to an individual outside an auto auction. Investigators later searched the vehicle and found blood in the back seat that matched the victim's. The defendant remained at large for roughly 5 months before turning himself in to San Diego law enforcement on March 18, 2021. While being booked into jail, he was asked about a tattoo of his boyfriend's first name on his ring finger. He answered that it was the name of the person he had killed. After viciously attacking him, the defendant left this wonderful human life, who he reportedly loved and wanted to marry, on the side of the road, like yesterday's trash, like his life didn't matter, to bleed to death, the victim's aunt said at the sentencing. Why would he extinguish a light that shone so brightly for so many? Why didn't he just stay in California, move on with his life? The Hale County Sheriff's Office, the Texas Rangers, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Dallas and San Diego field offices conducted the investigation with the assistance of the U.S. Secret Service's Dallas Field Office and the Texas Highway Patrol's Houston Division. Assistant U.S. Attorney Callie Woolham prosecuted the case. Former San Francisco resident sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for multi-year campaign of cyberstalking. Tuesday, January 10, 2023. Defendant admitted engaging in harassment, intimidation, and false impersonation on social media that left victims traumatized. San Francisco, Ramajana Hidik Demirovich was sentenced to 37 months in prison for cyberstalking and conspiracy to commit cyberstalking in connection with a scheme to harass and intimidate victims, including teenagers who had romantic relationships with the defendant's co-conspirator, announced United States Attorney Stephanie M. Hines and Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent in Charge Robert K. Tripp. The sentence was handed down by the Honorable Vince Chabria, U.S. District Judge, after the defendant admitted she was guilty of the federal criminal charges. Demirovic, 47, of San Francisco at the time she committed the offenses and currently of Brentwood, pleaded guilty to the charges on August 4, 2022. According to her plea agreement, Demirovic admitted she sent hundreds of malicious, deceptive, and abusive communications intended to sabotage the personal relationships, social reputation, academic life, and work prospects of her intended victims. In all, Demirovic pleaded guilty to 7 counts of cyberstalking, as well as an 8th count of conspiracy to commit cyberstalking. She acknowledged in her plea agreement that between 2016 and 2019, she and a co-conspirator attempted to cause and did cause substantial emotional distress to their victims. The principal targets of the scheme were persons with whom her co-conspirator, her daughter, had a falling out after a relationship or friendship. In each case, after the relationship ended, Demirovic engaged in a campaign to punish the victims. Examples of Demirovic's cyberstalking and additional conduct are described in her plea agreement and in the government's sentencing memorandum. The descriptions are disturbing. Demirovic's first victim was a 14-year-old high school student who dated Demirovic's co-conspirator for only a few days in February 2016. Demirovic went to the victim's school, located him, accosted him, and in front of other students threatened him. Demirovic also contacted the victim's mother using text messages and falsely accused him of being violent against Demirovic's co-conspirator. A second victim was a close female friend of Demirovic's daughter until the two teenagers had a falling out. In response, Demirovic began sending harassing text messages to her and leaving threatening voicemail messages. Demirovic threatened to send fabricated incriminating evidence to the police and to arrange to have this victim disciplined by her school. A third victim became Demirovic's target after he briefly, quote, dated her daughter in 2016. Demirovic sent vicious text messages to this victim and threatened to seek a restraining order against him that would prejudice his college applications. She made false reports to his employer, accusing the victim of being physically abusive, using drugs, and having a problem with alcohol, leading the victim to quit his job. She contacted administrators at the victim's school and repeated these false allegations. Demirovic also used Instagram spoof accounts that used the victim's name and images of him. Demirovic acknowledged in her plea agreement that her tactics escalated throughout the rest of 2016 and 2017. By May of 2018, Demirovic and her co-conspirator began a 17-month course of conduct that was intended to humiliate and destroy the social relationships of a fourth victim. This time, Demirovic created and used social media accounts, some that impersonated the victim and others that used pseudonyms, to systematically transmit hundreds of communications and postings about the victim. Messages were sent to the victim, his family, friends, school officials, and strangers. For example, Demirovic created social media postings suggesting, among other things, that the victim was high on drugs, that he was emotionally and psychologically abusive, and that he was engaged in online bullying and anonymous messaging. Demirovic also submitted a complaint about the victim to Title IX officers at his university, falsely alleging he had, quote, harassed and stalked, end quote, girls. Demirovic's harassing conduct continued even after a judicial officer issued a temporary restraining order directing Demirovic to refrain from harassing the victim and his family. A more detailed description of the defendant's conduct and the effect on her multiple victims is included in the government's memorandum in connection with the victim's sentencing. On March 10, 2022, a federal grand jury issued a superseding indictment charging Demirovic with 7 counts of cyberstalking, 1 count of conspiracy to commit cyberstalking. Pursuant to her plea agreement, Demirovic pleaded guilty to all counts. In addition to the prison term, Judge Chabria ordered Demirovic to serve a 3-year term of supervised release to begin after her prison term. Judge Chabria ordered the defendant to surrender on March 10, 2023 to begin serving her prison term and scheduled a hearing for February 15, 2023 to determine issues regarding restitution. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Joseph Tartakovsky and Lauren Harding are prosecuting the case with assistance from Lance Libatik. The prosecution is the result of an investigation by the FBI. Defendant extradited to the United States from Mexico to face sex trafficking charges, Saturday, January 7, 2023. Leonardo Jimenez Rodriguez was extradited to the United States yesterday and is scheduled to be arraigned today before United States Magistrate Judge Ramon E. Reyes Jr. at the federal courthouse in Brooklyn on a 6-count indictment charging him with sex trafficking conspiracy, sex trafficking, interstate prostitution, alien smuggling, and related offenses. The defendant was arrested in May 2022 in Mexico following a joint investigation by Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, Mexico City, HSI New York, and the Mexican Federal Police. The defendant is charged in a superseding indictment together with his brother and co-defendant Marcos Jimenez Rodriguez, who was previously arrested in the United States. The defendant's sister, Melissa Jimenez Rodriguez, was also previously arrested in the United States and is awaiting sentencing on the charge of distributing proceeds of a prostitution business. The extradition and charges were announced by Breon Peace, United States Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, and Ivan J. Arvelo, Special Agent in Charge, HSI New York. As alleged, using false promises of love and support, the defendant and his siblings brutally sex trafficked women between Mexico and the United States for over 2 decades, stated United States Attorney Peace. Stopping human trafficking and ensuring that traffickers face justice for the crimes against their victims remain priorities of this office and our law enforcement partners. Yesterday's extradition is the result of years of extraordinary collaboration between law enforcement agencies spanning multiple countries and investigative jurisdictions. Leonardo Jimenez Rodriguez is alleged to have been a part of his family's transnational human trafficking organization, which offered the chance at a better life to young women and girls before cruelly ensnaring them in forced sex work with no way to return home, stated HSI Special Agent in Charge, Arvelo. HSI is grateful to our colleagues with the HSI Mexico City Attaché Office and to our many partners in the United States and the Government of Mexico, whose collaboration and teamwork make investigations like this possible. As alleged in the superseding indictment and other court filings, between 1997 and May 2018, Leonardo Jimenez Rodriguez was a member of a family organization based in New York and Tenancingo, Mexico, that used force, fraud, and coercion to cause young women in Mexico to engage in prostitution in the United States, the Jimenez Rodriguez Trafficking Organization. Leonardo Jimenez Rodriguez, together with other relatives, lured victims into romantic relationships through false promises of love and support, and pressured the victims to travel to the United States with promises of a better life. After Leonardo Jimenez Rodriguez and other members of the Jimenez Rodriguez Trafficking Organization illegally smuggled young women from Mexico into the United States, they employed brutal physical beatings, intimidation, psychological abuse, and threats to force or attempt to force the women to work as prostitutes in New York City and elsewhere. The defendant is also charged with distributing the illicit proceeds of the sex trafficking and prostitution enterprise. The charges in the indictment are allegations, and the defendant is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. If convicted of the sex trafficking-related charges, the defendant faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 15 years incarceration and a maximum sentence of life in prison. The government's case is being handled by the office's Civil Rights Unit. Assistant United States Attorneys Aaron M. Reed, Gillian Kastner, Tara B. McGrath, and Lauren Bowman are in charge of the prosecution, with assistance from paralegal specialist Ryan Costley. The new defendant, Leonardo Jimenez Rodriguez, age 39, Mexico. Defendants previously arrested, Marcos Jimenez Rodriguez, age 46, Queens, New York. Melissa Jimenez Rodriguez, age 41, Queens, New York. West Los Angeles man pleads guilty to federal charges for using Snapchat to entice child into producing sexually explicit videos. Friday, January 6, 2023. Los Angeles. A resident of the west side of Los Angeles pleaded guilty today to federal criminal charges for using websites and apps such as Snapchat to meet and entice children to engage in sexually explicit conduct via video chat, then take screenshot images and videos of them. Mark David Wallen, 42, of the Delray neighborhood of Los Angeles, pleaded guilty to one of production of child pornography and one count of enticement of a minor to engage in criminal sexual activity. Wallen has been in federal custody since his arrest in this case in July 2022. According to his plea agreement, from 2019 to August 2021, Wallen used the internet to, quote, meet preteen boys and girls, both abroad and in the United States, then develop romantic relationships with them online with the intent to obtain sexually explicit images and videos from the children. Wallen also persuaded the victims to engage in sexually explicit conduct via video chat, which allowed him to take screenshot images and videos, according to court documents. After his victims sent him sexually explicit content, Wallen would demand additional sexually explicit images and videos from them. For example, in February and March of 2020, Wallen enticed a victim who was approximately 9 to 10 years old at the time, to engage in sexually explicit conduct to be displayed to him via Snapchat, a multimedia instant messaging application. Wallen admitted to knowingly causing at least 4 additional victims, ranging in age from 12 to 16 years old, to create or participate in the creation of multiple files of sexually explicit material featuring themselves. Wallen further admitted to possessing on a smartphone approximately 200 sexually explicit videos featuring children in August 2021. United States District Judge Mamie Ewusi-Mensah Frimpong scheduled an April 21st sentencing hearing, at which time Wallen will face a mandatory minimum sentence of 15 years in prison and a statutory maximum sentence of life imprisonment. Homeland Security investigations investigated this matter, with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department providing assistance. Assistant United States Attorney Damaris Diaz of the Violent and Organized Crime Section is prosecuting this case. Fentanyl trafficker pleads guilty to distributing more than 1,000 pills, Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. A fentanyl trafficker responsible for distributing thousands of counterfeit pills across North Texas pleaded guilty today to federal drug charges, announced U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas, Leah Simonton. Stephen Paul Brinson, aka Steve-O, 18, was charged in March. He pleaded guilty Tuesday to conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute a Schedule II controlled substance, fentanyl, before U.S. Magistrate Judge Irma Carrillo Ramirez. In plea papers, Mr. Brinson admitted he dealt fentanyl-laced counterfeit pills out of a home in Flower Mound. He used an Instagram account to facilitate the sale of the round blue pills, which were imprinted M/30, to resemble legitimate 30 mg oxycodone pills. According to court documents, Mr. Brinson acted as the source of supply for fentanyl to Donovan Jude Andrews, the Carrollton dealer who allegedly capitalized on the arrest of Luis Navarrete and Magali Cano to advertise his pill business. Mr. Andrews is allegedly tied to at least one juvenile fentanyl overdose, that of a 14-year-old girl who paid her dealer through Cash App. Mr. Navarrete and Ms. Cano, along with their supplier, Jason Villanueva, are allegedly tied to more than 10 others. During a search of Mr. Brinson's residence, law enforcement recovered approximately 1,800 fentanyl-laced pills along with cocaine, marijuana, and 2 firearms. In plea papers, he admitted that at the time of the search, he was armed and en route to deliver an M30 pill to a customer in Flower Mound. Mr. Brinson is the second defendant charged in the wake of the Carrollton/Flower Mound juvenile overdoses to enter a guilty plea. Magali Cano, 29, pleaded guilty earlier this month. 6 other defendants, including Mr. Andrews, Mr. Villanueva, and Mr. Navarrete, have been charged but not yet convicted. All are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Mr. Brinson now faces up to 40 years in federal prison. Note: illicitly produced fentanyl-laced pills look similar to legitimate prescription pills like OxyContin or Percocet, but can pose significantly more danger. On the street, these pills are often referred to as M30s, a reference to the markings on some of the pills: Blues, Perks, Yerks, China Girls, or TNT. DEA research shows that 6 out of 10 pills laced with fentanyl contain a potentially lethal dose. One pill can kill. For resources, visit www.dea.gov/onepill. The Drug Enforcement Administration's Dallas Field Office Division and the Carrollton Police Department conducted the investigation with the assistance of school resource officers from the Carrollton Farmers Branch Independent School District and the Louisville Independent School District. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Felicia Guy and Rick Calvert are prosecuting the case. Thank you for listening to this episode of True Crime Briefs. You can subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast listening app. All of the information I share is available in the public record. And remember, justice is served one case at a time.